North Really Happen radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And remember, if you're listening to this program under the Army's new guidelines, you are a potential terrorist. Kind of reminds me of that hysteria we saw from the radical feminist movement of the 1990s, where people like Susan Brown Miller were running around saying, all men are potential rapists, and that's all they are. And it was just this attempt to demonize men and basically destroy all sympathy for them, because as it turned out, you know, we were heading to a national policy of just shipping all those men off to fight a war, and you don't want to feel bad about them when they come back in those little metal boxes. Men are disposable. The society can exist solely with women and all the rest of that stuff. And we realize, looking back on it now, that we were being brainwashed into thinking of men as really not worthy of consideration or concern, to make them disposable. The courts were always giving the children to the mother in every case of divorce and child custody. And some children got stuck with some very, very, you know, in bad parents, because the assumption was always they're better with the mother and the men can go off and fight wars and so forth and so on. And we recognize that now. So now there's this campaign to demonize anybody who questions the official story about anything, which is the majority of the American population. And as I said, it's just another scare tactic, along with we're going to monitor your cell phone and we're going to read your email and stuff like that. All right, you want to monitor my cell phone location? Yeah, okay, after the show, we're going over to the day-old bread place and we're going to pick up as many used, loaves of bread as we can. We're going to take them over to St. Elizabeth's and we're going to feed some homeless people. If you want to waste time in tracking, you know, keeping an eye on us doing that, fine. It's very silly. Is the government capable of hurting a lot of people? Well, they've already done that, so it's just a question of escalation here. But remember Rivero's rule of the dictator. The fastest way to bring down a dictatorship is to get them to act like one where everybody can see it. And this latest three-judge ruling on the National Defense Authorization Act is that demonstration. No more Bill of Rights, no more Constitution. The government has basically delegitimized itself on this. So we're talking about genetically modified crops, and apparently this peer-reviewed paper in Environmental Sciences Europe has said that, contrary to the promises that the use of genetically modified crops would reduce pesticide usage, which would be good for the environment, exactly the opposite has happened. And pesticides are being flooded, literally, onto these Roundup-ready crops, trying to deal with these weeds and insects that have evolved to be tolerant to these new chemicals. And because the new chemicals, the Roundup is no longer working, they're also pouring all of these older toxic pesticides onto the farm crops. And of course, that's what you're going to be eating when you buy these things from your supermarket. Or you're drinking it from your tap, because as the water runs off from the farm and into drainage and into the to the sewage system, it hits the water reclamation plant. It can't take that stuff out, so it's coming out of your taps. This whole GMO thing has just been a complete disaster. Right now, 90 nations have severe restrictions on the importation and use of genetically modified crops. Most of them have requirement for labeling. The United States does not, because Monsanto is a big moneymaker, although not as much, because more and more countries are saying, we don't want this anymore. It's incredibly dangerous. Now, the other day, we pointed to this video that was up on YouTube, where some undercover journalists, or according to the Army, terrorists, had gone into Whole Foods and had videotaped the sales staff assuring everybody that there was no genetically modified content inside Whole Foods store. Now, a lot of what they sell is GMO-free, and it is labeled as such. But apparently a lot of what Whole Foods does carry does, in fact, contain GMO content, and they're just trying to imply that it isn't, and they got caught on that. YouTube just took that video down for a third-party complaint regarding rules violations. So Whole Foods is already out there trying to shut this thing down, and so is Monsanto. We'll be right back.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her walk on water, we've destroyed her faith, treated her with scorn, and made her long regret.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And you've probably seen on the corporate media there is a recall of packaged popcorn for a listeria contamination, and you can get information on a variety of sources here. But I brought this up to sort of underscore the fact that this model of centralized food production followed by distribution across vast areas of planet Earth is a problem. When you have locally produced food in a small community, if there's an accident, an infection, it's confined to a small place. It's not a national problem. You know, we hear about all these recalls of meat for E. coli infection and various other situations, and the reason is because, you know, they'll slaughter the cattle in one state, it's put in a refrigerated truck, it's trucked across the country to a warehouse, put in another refrigerated truck to get to the market, and even though it's refrigerated, they don't freeze it because they don't want the water, the ice crystals to damage the texture of the meat. And even though it's refrigerated, biological processes continue at a very slow rate. And the longer the period of time between harvesting of the food and its arrival at the supermarket, the more likely you can see these kind of medical emergencies start to emerge. And it's yet another argument against centralized food production followed by distribution. And what's really amazing is we saw this model does not work in the old Soviet Union. Their model was big giant factory makes everything and then sends all across the country. And when the factory blew up or burned down, everybody had to deal with a shortage. And we really need to start pushing this idea of decentralization of food production, decentralization of monetary creation, decentralization of power generation. Because if you have one giant whatever, you're hostage to whoever who owns that or has the ability to destroy it. We need to decentralize. We need a massively parallel society, which is also going to be proof against any kind of a terror attack. Because if terrorists blow up the power station at the end of your block, all the other blocks around you are still on. Not much of an act of terrorism. But if you have one power station serving the entire state, then you've got a problem. Enron will come in and grab it and start gaming you for several billion dollars here. And it's yet another argument for this idea of decentralizing our society and having the distance between producers and consumers shrink down to a very, very small distance. I'll give you another example from history. Wheat as the staple grain for bread is a relatively new process. When breads were first being created, rye bread was the staple diet. And you had it all over Europe and all over England. Then as the cities started to grow, the distance between those who were harvesting the rye and making the bread and those who were eating the bread began to lengthen. And food preservation technology being what it was back then, it gave rise to a mold that specifically targets rye bread called ergot, which is a powerful hallucinogen. And you go back and you read all the writings about witchcraft and the witchcraft hysteria, and you find out ergot is usually mentioned in all of these so-called formulas for witches' spells. It's even mentioned in Shakespeare's works. And it's a powerful hallucinogen. So you're eating the rye bread, and you've been eating rye bread all your life, but all of a sudden you're getting these visions in your head. Oh, it's witchcraft. Go burn the women and all the rest of that. And that was really what propelled the change into wheat bread, which was not susceptible to the ergot mold. And it's just another indication where that distance between production of the food and the consumer can be a major health factor. Of course, rye bread today is immune from ergot because it's baked and preserved better and so forth and so on. And, of course, right now, rye is not genetically modified. So if you're looking for an alternative to wheat bread because of all the problems that are starting to emerge with GMO wheat, rye bread might be a really good option for you to consider there. Now, over at Facebook, which is amazing in its resilience to simply vanishing because of the failure of its IPO, there's yet another scandal because apparently in order to boost its earnings, Facebook has started selling personal data from your Facebook pages to advertising companies. And basically, Facebook is now allowing companies to data mine the 900 million users that Facebook has looking for email addresses and phone numbers so they could better targeted advertising. And basically what it means is any details that you hand over when you buy something, as consumers do, they make you fill out the little product registration, they ask for information, the companies can now go back and track you down on Facebook, find out what other things you're buying or are interested in, and they'll start targeting you for advertising. Does it make advertising more efficient? Maybe. Is it a violation of the privacy of the consumer? Heck yeah. And it's just another case where the so-called free services that you get online aren't really free. You're not buying a product. You are the product. Now, I'm on Facebook, but only as a means of promoting articles and stories related to whatreallyhappened.com. I think I have a couple personal photos there from 20 years ago of my lovely wife and I. I forget what we were doing, but I know the pictures are up. But really, putting any personal information up on the social media is a very dangerous thing. And, of course, according to the new U.S. Army guidelines, it's proof that you're a potential terrorist if you're using social media. And, of course, they don't really mean putting up pictures of you. What they're concerned about are people getting on the social media and simply texting back and forth to each other. Boy, the government really screwed up, didn't they? And they're trying to bluff you from saying that as well. Again, the goal is to keep you isolated, to keep you mentally dependent on government pronouncements and corporate media bovine excrement. And it's the same bluff Nazi Germany played on the German people. And it's not going to work. It's a completely new world. The people who are trying to organize all this propaganda and fear tactics are still operating under the set of rules that worked back at the height of the Cold War, 1950s and 1960s. And they just don't understand the fundamental change to the way in which information is flowing through our society. They're still trying to play the game by the rules that worked half a century ago. And they're going to misestimate the response to this whole situation. Now, a lot of people have been very concerned as more and more information comes out of the ruined reactors at Fukushima, and more they're beginning to hem on and say, well, yeah, actually there were some, maybe it wasn't an explosion, it was a deflagration, which is a fancy word meaning kind of an explosion, but low brissive, no shockwaves. And immediately after Fukushima and the way all these General Electric designed reactors failed under circumstances that they weren't supposed to fail under, the Japanese government said, we're getting away from nuclear power. And then all of a sudden, the Japanese government said, well, we're going to restart our reactors and we're going to start building new reactors. And a lot of the Japanese people got very upset about that. And they've been flipping back and forth on it a couple of times. Now information has come out. In the mainstream Japanese newspaper Nikkei, reports that President Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton have been pressuring the Japanese government to restart the country's nuclear program. Why? Because General Electric can sell them more reactors. Who cares if it's toxic or not? Who cares if we've already toxified the North Pacific and can't fish from those waters anymore? We've got money to make selling these reactors. Now, on that thought, we have talked many, many times about thorium cycle reactors. These are an established technology. Despite that, apparently over at MIT, a couple of their top scientists are starting to develop a new variation on the thorium cycle reactor, which I presume MIT will then patent and sell and say, we get the royalties from this and forget the other guy's design. But at least they're starting to tacitly look at these thorium cycle reactors. And for the people who are concerned that putting fission reactors as propulsion in commercial cargo ships and tankers, you know, builds a terrorist threat, terrorists could get the tanker and do whatever, I would suggest that a thorium cycle reactor is ideal for powering cruise ships and cargo ships and tankers, because you can't make bomb stuff out of it. And it's certainly a lot less toxic than the uranium fission. The whole U.S. push for uranium fission reactors is because they make bomb stuff. And that's why there's been a tremendous de-emphasis on these thorium cycle reactors. And one of the horrible ironies of this whole Wall Street bailout and TARP and all the rest of that stuff is the U.S. government borrowed against your future taxes almost $100 trillion trying to save Wall Street. And if they had just let Wall Street go down and taken that same money and invested it in infrastructure, we could have bought 130 thorium cycle power plants for the cities of America. That would have been a good use of the money, as opposed to having it wind up as $100,000 wristwatches on the wrists of Wall Street CEOs. So, again, I think Iran is doing the right thing. I think nuclear propulsion for commercial shipping is the wave of the future, especially if we're all screaming shortage of oil, shortage of oil. Let's start looking for the alternative. People are talking about electric car this and air-powered car that, but you need an initial energy source. You don't want fission power. It's got all these dangers. Everybody's already fighting wars over oil. Why are we not investing some of that money that we spend on wars instead in creating alternative energy? Well, because the oil companies are still have powerful lobbies in Washington, D.C. They don't want the world to change. They're very backward thinking. They want a bright future for everybody. They want what they've got now, which brings them incredible wealth and no accountability whatsoever. And so as a result, the American government is very anti-progress right now. They're not progressive at all, even with the so-called liberal president in power. They don't want to move forward. They like things just the way they are. Establishment going to fall down, go boom. Back after these words from our sponsors.
Oh, yeah. you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the pass?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And the phone lines are open right now. Crystal's sitting in the control room, ready to answer your calls here. Now, getting back to GMO this and GMO that, it's sort of become an article of faith that the solution to all of Earth's problems is to go in and start tinkering with the DNA. And the other day, I came up with this suggestion, this theory, for people who, like me, are convinced that life exists throughout the universe in a multitude of forms, and that intelligent civilizations far older and more technologically advanced than ours are out there. And everybody says, well, on the assumption that somebody finds a way to travel faster than the speed of light, why are they not visiting us here? And of course, one explanation is there's nothing here of any interest to them. When you're driving down the highway, do you stop and visit every anthill you pass? Because a civilization that has achieved that kind of technology to travel faster than the speed of light are going to be so far beyond the human race, we're going to be seen as primitive savages, not worthy of notice. which is kind of how we're acting right now over there trying to prop up the dollar with all these wars here. But I suggested that there may be an alternative explanation, and that would be that perhaps it is part of the inevitable evolution of every intelligent life form, that sooner or later they reach a point where they start tinkering with their own life code. And they get just as reckless with it as we have seen Monsanto and other companies do, and they create an extinction-level event where they make a mistake, it goes wild, and it basically wipes out life on their planet. And there may be a finite life cycle for intelligent life because of that. There is one other possibility that occurred to me, and that is that if they get past the danger phase, where they don't extinct themselves and they really master their own life code, they're going to become immortal. They're going to figure out a way to stop the aging process, stop the death process, and at that point, why would they leave their world? They have so much to lose by going out and risking their lives on planetary exploration. I think a lot of people in human history were willing to go sail across the Atlantic, you know, even though they might die, because heck, we're going to die soon anyway. Let's go out and decide what we're going to die for. But if you have the possibility of literally living forever, of being immortal, all of a sudden you get real conservative and you stay home and you basically armor your planet and you hunker down and you just stay there enjoying your life. That may be another ramification of that. But there's absolutely no question that this playing with the genetic code of life itself is one of the most dangerous things our civilization has ever done. There are no controls on it. The government is just handing stuff out left and right. Apparently, Monsanto is getting into the pharmaceutical business, and apparently they're already talking about gene technology for use in humans. It's not bad enough they're tinkering with the corn. They now want to tinker with you directly. That is very scary. Got a caller on the line, George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you
George,
doing? Yeah, how
there
you,
you are.
Yeah, I had the mute button on for a second. You know the thing, I was sitting there listening to that general talk about how the United States collapse was going to parallel like the Soviet Union did. But, you know, I talked to another person who was a retired military officer, and he basically says the American people will have a lot better, he said, because, number one, when the Soviet Union collapsed, that was a closed society. Number one, they didn't have guns. We have guns. And the flow of information is so saturated, he sits there and goes, he basically said that police state they planned is going to fall apart because the government can't pay its bills.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And
like Monsanto, like we were just talking about, I just really think they're going to be chased out of the country, too.
Well, I think they just need to go out of business, and when we start talking about a blueprint for the new America, we need to remind the government that their job is to take care of the people of the nation and the nation, and especially in dealing with any technology with global ramifications, there have to be controls. And I'm all in favor of scientific research, but anything that's developed by science has an upside and a downside. And they're out there marketing the upside, and they're ignoring the downside, and that is a recipe for absolute disaster. And this nation has a huge, ugly history of that kind of behavior, whether it's Love Canal or what happened to Karen Silkwood or PG&E and that whole hexavalent chromium scandal. And it just seems to be the government looks the other way when these things are happening. And in circumstances like that, yeah, it's confined to a small area, to Love Canal, to that city in Southern California where it happened. But these genetic products, if they make a critical mistake on those, and they may already have, once it's out in the wild, it goes everywhere. There's no stopping it. And that is the real danger nobody's looking at, nobody's really paying attention to.
I got a little like a financial opportunity. You're probably familiar with.
Got to hold you through the commercial. Stay on the phone, George. I'll come back to you as soon as we finish these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141. Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Fear and hate will rule them, said the demon to his role. In shackles we will bind them, to the TerraVim show. As mindless slaves they will not think, blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking with George in Texas. And, George, can you just sort of pick up where you left off?
Well, you know, the thing is, Mike, when I was in the Army, you used to have playing cards for, like, Soviet tanks and vehicles and certain kinds of troops and all that stuff. Well, I think I want to sell a deck of cards called, like, the deck of traitors or the deck of money junkies or Wall Street crooks or something like that. And sell them so we can always remind people, because I know during economic fire, people have time in their hands, and they're going to be playing cards, so it wouldn't be bad to have a deck of cards with people's pictures on it who screwed up the economy, who screwed up the country.
You know, there was a website that was actually putting out decks of cards like that. I haven't thought about them in years. And they did have cards like that. I'll have to hunt them down again because obviously they need updating. But, yeah, they were putting out cards with corrupt politicians on there and, you know, so you can recognize them in the wild. Yeah, it's a really good idea, and it's been done, and it needs to be done again.
Yeah, I mean, it even like trading cards too for kids. You know, teach about patriot heroes, something like that, too.
Well, maybe Patriot, but that just gives the government, you know, ways to, well, they've already got our picture. They're watching us through our webcams and everything like that. But, you know, I'm still hoping they're looking for that overweight guy who was in New York a year ago, because my goal is 200 pounds by the end of the year, and I'm on track to get there, you know, and then I'm going to polish up my look and try and become an alternative media star. All right, anything else, George?
No, thank you. I'll let you wrap up the show.
All right, yeah, we got about a half hour to go. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, wrapping up on this whole GMO situation, you remember what a wonderful success this ethanol from corn and ethanol from GMO sugar program turned out to be. Turned out to actually use a lot more energy, was not carbon neutral, was damaging the fuel systems of cars. You know, the older cars, the new ones are designed to survive the ethanol, but older cars, like, you know, I've got this 12-year-old Honda I'm driving right now, and I love it. But the ethanol blend fuels are bad for the fuel system. So we have to hunt down a place to find ethanol-free fuel, which fortunately there is one locally. And it didn't work out. And of course, we remember all of these disasters with solar power, Solyndra, and all these government subsidies and loan guarantees where the taxpayer got to eat for these phenomenal disasters. And now there's a new one, because apparently Monsanto, together with Bill Gates, Rockefellers, Craig Venture, and other investors, are trying to genetically engineer algae that will produce ethanol. And probably going to be the next bottomless pit that the government flushes money down. And, of course, my concern is, where are you putting this algae? You're not just going to release it into the ocean, I hope, after so many other GMO disasters. And again, we know how to solve the energy crisis. Thorium cycle reactors. All of these other scams are just there to pay political cronies vast amounts of money. Then they go bust and say, oh, woe was me, woe was me. And they retire. And unfortunately, even though I advocate civilian government oversight of scientific development, this government is using scientific development as a payoff scheme. And that's why all these programs go bust. These windmills don't work. They fall apart. They rust. We got a very heavily government subsidized wind farm on the north part of Oahu. If it gets too windy, they have to shut it down. Good engineering there, people. Amazing, amazing stuff. There's also a video on whatreallyhappened.com, kind of a footnote you need to look at, where this priest is being interviewed on TV, and he says flat out, hell is an invention of the church to control people through fear. It's rule by terror. Do what we say, or you're going to go to the dark place and burn for all eternity. Don't rat out Father O'Flaccid, or you're going to go to hell. Control by fear. And, of course, that's what the U.S. government is now trying to do to the American people. Control through fear. First of all, fear of terrorism. That's sort of worn out. Now the government has had to basically devolve to terrifying the people directly. Think what we tell you to think, or we're going to have the army come take you away. It's rule by fear, and I'll tell you why that is doomed to fail. Because fear is exhausting. Fear is tiring. If you keep a population afraid long enough, the brain literally runs out of the neurotransmitter that signals fear. It's not even a question of being courageous or being fearless. You just can't feel it anymore. And on that day when the population cannot feel the fear any longer, all that's left is rage and anger. Every government that has tried to motivate its population through fear, sooner or later, reaches that breaking point, which is what's happening in Greece and Spain and Portugal and Italy. Already happened in Iceland, already happened in Egypt. On and on and on and on. All righty, little technical note. I was out there this morning. The space station was passing overhead, and I wanted to try and shoot a video of it, but it got a little too bright in the sky, and I wasn't able to really pull that off. But it turns out there have been a couple of near misses for the ISS with orbiting space junk, which is a growing problem, by the way. And now they've announced they're going to change the ISS orbit. The ISS does have the ability, very slow, very, very subtle rockets, to gently, gently move it and change its orbital plane without putting too much stress on the frame. And they're getting ready to move the ISS to an orbit where it is less likely to encounter space junk. And this was announced by the Russian Space Program Mission Control Center. And I have to be very honest, I was unaware that the ISS was being operated or controlled by the Russian space program. I thought NASA still had something to do with that, but I guess not. Now, that space junk issue is a major problem, because the problem with debris in orbit is it stays in orbit. And if two space objects collide and shatter into a million pieces, those million pieces, for the most part, stay in orbit. And they can run into other satellites, and we could see a cascade situation. There does need to be something done about the clutter in orbit. Most modern rockets are designed to be brought down to keep space clean, but there's a lot of junk up there. A lot of military satellites don't have deorbit capability. A lot of stuff just falls off of flights. I think gloves from the Gemini mission are still up there, and they all have to be tracked. And I know there's a lot of programs to try and figure out how do we go up and collect all the junk. My personal thought is we should revive something called the sounding rocket. In the very early days of spaceflight, they had rockets that they couldn't achieve orbit. All they could do was go straight up into space and straight back down. And I think if we just send up a very, very cheap rocket, you know, into the oncoming path of space debris, and it just pops out a bubble of carbon dioxide gas from a chemical reaction just ahead of the orbiting debris. And the debris hits that CO2 bubble, which then disperses and falls back down to the atmosphere and feeds the plant life. And the debris simply deorbits, burns up in the atmosphere and comes down. I think it'd be a very, very cheap way to solve the problem. And, of course, we could do it from right here in Hawaii because we're the part of the United States closest to the equator where the opportunities for intercept are going to be more likely to happen. But we need a government that's got the political will to take care of these issues. And right now our government is all about war on the rest of the world to force American-style banking and the dollar onto the rest of them, taking care of Israel, taking care of Wall Street. They're not taking care of this country. And you just... I guarantee you, as soon as the November elections are over, it doesn't even matter who wins, they're going to be back to talking about, we've got to cut Social Security, we don't have the money anymore. That's our money. What did you do with it? They're going to be cutting social services. They're going to be cutting any kind of funding for mandates to the states. All the mandates to the states will now be unfunded, meaning the state has to borrow to obey these orders from the central government. And it's all, they're going to plunge us even further into this wartime economy. No money for the people. All the money goes to war. And the irony of that is, as I mentioned earlier in the show, is the U.S. government is engaged in a campaign of global war to force the rest of the world to go on using the dollar. At the same time, U.S. government policies are destroying the value and the attractiveness of that very same dollar. It's kind of a real ironic situation. And they're still moving forward on that same program. Let's see. New warning coming out of Fukushima, speaking of that topic. Apparently, they've realized there was an underground spring underneath the Fukushima power station area, and that may have been picking up contamination because now they're acknowledging there were burn-throughs into the ground. There's radioactive waste buried in the ground, and it may be leaching into this underground stream and flowing out from there. So it's just going on worse and worse. Remember, just put up a story here about how Georgia, under the new government, Saakashvili lost his election, but this new government, although promising to tamp things down with Russia, may in fact turn around and engage on a new campaign of belligerency. And remember what I said before, part of the plan to invade Iran is to blockade Russia from supporting Iran through ground convoy. And the only two convenient routes go through Afghanistan and down that land bridge between the Caspian and Black Sea through Georgia. So if Georgia and Russia get into a conflict, then obviously that land route is cut off for Russia to supply Iran. And it's just this continuing game here. And I think the problem for the United States of America is they've gone too far down this pattern of conquest to force the dollar on the rest of the world. They can't turn around and call it off and pull back, or it's all going to fall apart. So they're in this all or nothing, shoot the moon kind of mindset, which of course is not only very dangerous for the world at large, but it's usually the indicator of a government that is on the verge of collapse, where they don't feel they have any other option but to persist in a losing war. So, Anyway, let's see what else is going on here. We already talked about how the U.S. is warning European governments do not support the Palestinian state. And it's one more reminder. Doesn't the U.S. government have problems to solve here at home? Apparently not in their mind. They're still out there pushing Israel's agenda all over the rest of the globe here. All righty. heading into the debates tonight, of course, Gary Johnson is still out there saying, vote for me. I'm on the ballot in all 50 states. And if you feel like voting, yeah, vote for Gary Johnson, because we don't want Obama. We don't want Mitt Romney. And I've had a lot of people write in and criticize me for my don't bother voting point of view. But I still think it doesn't matter whether Obama or Romney wins. We're still going to get the same thing that we're getting right now. The only thing that we Republicans can do is send a message to the Republican leadership. You don't ignore the candidates we want with impunity. And barring a major collapse of the economy or massive vote fraud, and that's already turning out to be on the horizon, Obama's going to get his second term. And the Democrats are going to definitely make gains in the Congress. Apparently, problems are starting to surface at nuclear plants in the European Union. And I suspect it's for the same reason we're seeing them surface here in the United States of America. The reactors and power plants are not being maintained. They're being operated beyond their original lifespan. It's something you need to remember. Nuclear power plants have a fixed lifespan of operation. You can't just keep them going as long as they keep working, because that incredible neutron flux coming out of the reactor core weakens the metal in the pressure vessel. And so they're engineered to operate for so many years, and then you got to shut them down. Unfortunately, we've seen here in the United States, we're probably seeing in the European Union, they're allowing them to operate past the expected lifespan because there's no money to replace or repair or refurbish or rebuild. And so it's yet more reckless policy brought about by this whole money junkie banking system here. Let's see. Now, apparently, there is a journalist claiming that, or that she rather is being threatened with NDAA detention for campaign finance reform advocacy. And that shows you just how completely out of control this whole NDAA detention is, because advocating for campaign finance reform, that's not an act of terror. It upsets the status quo. It upsets all those corporations who, under the guise of Citizen United, are basically able to buy the political discussion on the corporate-owned media. But it's not an act of terror. And this kind of extreme action and use of these laws gets right back to what I was saying before. This is a panic move by the government. It's a fear reaction. They're afraid they've lost control of the minds of the American people, and they have. And they're just trying to scare you into going along with whatever the agenda is, and that's not going to work. I think they have misjudged the reaction to NDAA as badly as they misjudged the reaction to the National Guard killing those students at Kent State. I mean, all governments make mistakes, and they try and cover them up. But sooner or later, there's a mistake that's so bad, they can't cover it up, and they can't control the public reaction. That's what happened to Kent State. I think that's what's going to happen with this National Defense Authorization Act and this new ruling. And certainly, as Americans become aware of these new guidelines from the U.S. Army about what constitutes a potential terror attack, using social media, believing conspiracy theories, or more accurately, disbelieving the official story. That's what they're talking about when they say they believe conspiracy theories. What they're saying is they're not believing the official story. Heretic! Heretic! They refuse to believe, as we told, you're going to go to hell, or you're going to go to Guantanamo. It's the same mechanism. Believe what we tell you to believe, or something bad will happen to you. But like I said, under those guidelines the Army has put out, most of America now fit the definition of potential terrorists. It's how they move the line. Used to be we were supposed to be going along with torture and detention for those Middle Eastern Arab Muslims wearing cheap Casio watches. Well, guess what? Now it's pointed at you. It's pointed at your family. It's pointed at people you do business with all the time. because the government wouldn't be doing this if they thought they had 90% of America still believing the USDA choice bovine excrement they're shoveling at you. The fact that they're being this overt with a threat to lock up people who don't believe the official story means the official story's collapsed. It's absolutely, absolutely collapsed. They are afraid here. And apparently CNN journalist Amber Lyon is warning NDAA. And remember, when Obama signed the NDAA, he had a signing statement saying this would never be used against American citizens. That apparently has gone away. That three-judge panel who issued the permanent stay against the permanent injunction said, we assume this will never be used against journalists. But they'll redefine what a journalist is so they can go after the alternative media. Or that's the threat. Like I said, I think it's mostly bluff. Some people may get hurt, but mostly it's a bluff. They can't lock us all up. We'll be right back.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Allison C. is made from pure garlic through a patented process that stabilizes the actual Allison of 34 cloves of garlic in one tiny capsule. Allison only exists for a fraction of a second when you crush a clove of garlic. It is the most powerful, natural antibiotic known to man and has been proven in laboratory testing to kill bacteria, viruses, fungus, and parasites without upsetting the natural balance of healthy organisms in the body. Allison C also helps prevent disease when taken on a regular basis. You can purchase your Allison C through Paul Drockton's website, internettruth.org. Start enjoying the benefits of this all-natural supplement today. Go to internettruth.org for your supply.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, RBN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone. MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And one of the listeners just sent me a web page which I think can be best summarized. I just put it up at whatreallyhappened.com, summarizes the response of the Spanish people to austerity. And basically, it's a line of protest T-shirts, all of them featuring guillotines, which has kind of a historical irony to it, because most people associate France with the invention of the guillotine, and certainly Dr. Guillotine developed the form that we're familiar with, where there's a flat bench you lie on, and then they put your head through the hole. But in point of fact, he got his inspiration from a Spanish device nicknamed the Spanish Maid, which was the same blade and hole, but without the bench. So you had to kneel and stick your head through the hole. And so obviously, and that is, of course, the form they show on the T-shirt as well, the Spanish version rather than French version. But it's getting tense over there. Everybody's moving closer. We understand the world has gone way too far down this nightmare of global private central banking and the New World Order, and people, they're hitting their breaking point. All right, so before we end the show here, I want to go back and recap on these developments with the National Defense Authorization Act. And I know a lot of people are very concerned about it. They're concerned that all of a sudden in this country, which used to have the Bill of Rights, that the Army can basically kick down doors and take people away. You can be disappeared, like the CIA was doing down in Chile, and the Shah of Iran was doing with his SAVAK. And yes, it's a real possibility. But primarily, overwhelmingly, I think it's just a bluff. The biggest terrorism in the United States of America is that carried out by the government, trying to keep you afraid so you cannot think clearly about what is coming at you from the corporate-owned media. And the whole idea that there's a global terrorism threat against the United States of America has burned out. They've played that for too long. Now they're trying to sell you the idea that your friends and neighbors are terrorists, that anybody who's too young is a potential terrorist, that anybody on social media is a potential terrorist, that people who refuse to believe the official story are potential terrorists. And they're trying to scare you back into silence, and it is exactly the same tactic the Nazi government used against the people of Germany. If you are afraid, they win. If you stop speaking out, they win. If you stop asking questions, they win. If you stop using your own mind to understand what is going on and go back to sucking on the pap coming from the corporate-owned media, they win. This NDAA is a big scarecrow. It's like the papier-mâché head doused in kerosene and set on fire by the Wizard of Oz to terrorize Dorothy into going head-to-head with the Wicked Witch of the West. It's a big bluff. Can the government go out and hurt people? Yes, they've already done it. Can they go out and imprison everybody who doubts the official story? Could never possibly be done. And on that note, have yourself a good evening. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network with Don Wiskin. Please remember to support Republic Broadcasting. You can see how intense the situation is. Republic Broadcasting has no corporate sponsors. We don't have government money coming in. We rely on you to keep getting the message out. RepublicBroadcasting.org. Aloha, America.